Today is Saturday, February 25th, 2017, and this...
Never again will I gamble anymore.
You mean it?
Las Vegas taught me a lesson. Never to gamble, and I will never gamble again. So help me.
Is that from the heart, Lou?
That's from my heart.
Well, I don't believe it. You'll be gambling tomorrow.
You want to bet?
Wait.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 589.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Always fun to record on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those people who like such things, got a little ice action, having a couple adult beverages while recording. And that's always fun, right?
Most of the time. Sometimes it has consequences.
No. I'm not aware of such things. All right, so jumping in, before we get to news, we launched our Patreon account. I don't know, is it account, page, thing? Our, as predicted, we gave Max a new different type of toy this week. And just before recording, Michelle expressed concern that he was going to lose it underneath one of the pieces of furniture. And it took less than 2 minutes for that to happen. He's all good now. Okay, so here we are, our professional podcast.
Yep, that's us.
12 years strong. Okay, Patreon. We launched our Patreon thing on Friday. And as you may recall, and I'll explain what that is for those of you who are not aware. I've talked about it a little bit in the last few weeks. This came about after we lost our longtime sponsor, Viator. They went a different direction and decided not to do podcast sponsorships anymore. And then, coincidentally, we ended up losing our Amazon affiliate account around the same time. So that was kind of a drag. And several listeners suggested that we might want to give Patreon a look. So if you're not familiar with Patreon, it is a really cool, really cool thing from my perspective, at least. It's a way for fans of artists and other content providers. We are in the other content provider category.
We're not artists.
No, not in any way.
Sandwich artists?
On occasion, I might be a sandwich artist. But
make a mean grilled cheese.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Patreon, anyway, gives you a chance, if you are a fan of content creators, to support the content you love and receive bonus content as a thank you for such support. So the way it works is anybody can go on there and they can sign up to support the show at any level, starting at $1 a month, which is just, you know, almost nothing. But if you want to do something, and that's a way to do it without, you know, spending a ton of money or whatever. Mm-hmm. So from a buck up, and then there are additional levels with thank you rewards at $5, $10, and $25. And so anyway, it's just a new way to support the podcast for people who are interested. There's no changes to the show. The show will remain free. We're not doing any crazy stuff like charging you for this nonsense or anything. But if people want to support the show, Patreon is a nice way to do it. And we're going to be putting together some really fun bonus content. So take a look at the different levels if you're interested, and you'll see some of the things we're going to be putting together. We're going to do some live chats just for our patrons.
Not during the show.
Probably not during the show.
Because someone tends to get a little irate when
somebody tends to get a little distracted when we chat during the show. I think that's the issue, not me getting irate.
Oh, I think you get a little cranky.
I do get a little cranky, but the reason I get cranky is because you can't pay attention to the show, which is the main reason we're doing all of this.
I have a hard time multitasking sometimes.
I know.
Gosh.
That's why we'll have some fun chats, though, for people who are Patreons at, I don't remember which level it is, might be the $10 level. And then we're going to be doing some bonus content. I'm going to start a new monthly column that's kind of like The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas in a monthly column form.
Mm-hmm.
Just observations and things that are on my mind, mostly Vegas related, that I will sound off on. Occasionally some rants.
I was going to say, will there be tangents?
I will try to make them entertaining and funny. So I'm going to be doing that. Few other things. So take a look at that. Oh, and I pulled over the, because it was so popular with the Kickstarter thing, the personal podcasts and postcards, drunken postcards from Las Vegas. So those are in the mix too, I think. So yeah, hopefully we kept it fun. And then, you know, once it gets rolling, we might be able to add some other fun things here and there, and hoping to do that to make it a cool thing for everybody who's involved, who wants to support the show that way. PayPal still remains an option for people who are into doing the one-off, you know, pre-trip thing if they want to. You know, we appreciate anything that you're doing. So I feel weird like saying, please, I'm not going to beg you for money or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're wanting to support the show, this is a new method to do it. So thank you to the people who suggested it. And thank you. I'm surprised pleasantly at the level of interest already.
Yeah.
So awesome. I think there's about, last time I checked, there were 58 people who had already signed up. And thank you so much for that. Actually, that's, I think we're really going to cool. drop a little... thank you audio clip on the podcast feed for people who are at that level. It won't count as one of our additional podcasts. It's just a little, hey, thank you kind of thing. So I think mm-hmm. we're going to do that after the show and make sure that that works for people who are signed up for that. And big time fun. So anyway, check out the Patreon link at 500bymidnight.com. It's an orange link in the upper right corner. Or you can go to patreon.com/500, and I'm sure I'll be tweeting out a little bit more about it, and it's already on Facebook on the group as well if you're interested. So thank you again. We really appreciate it. And I know, like, people who are doing the monthly, who have been doing the recurring monthly PayPal donations, mm-hmm. Several of them have already moved over to the new thing, and I would certainly recommend that, just because if you go over to Patreon, then you get access to the bonus content, where if you're still on PayPal, you don't. So move over there. Get a little thank you action back. Mm-hmm. Other than us just thanking you. All right, I've said enough. Okay. news. We've got a few things to talk about, and we're going to start it off with a couple unofficial news items that still fall into the rumor category.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
All right. Let's start off with the Cromwell. We've stayed at the Cromwell a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Enjoyable.
Yep. I would stay there again in a heartbeat. It's Same. A nice little property. The former Barbary Coast / Bill's Gambling Hall. And...
oh, let's just not even pretend Bill's Gambling
Hall
existed.
Should we just skip that era completely?
Let's.
All right. Former Barbary Coast.
That was shanty.
Yeah. The one issue with staying there, it's been phenomenal. We've loved it. Great time. Mm-hmm. But the one issue is super limited food options.
True.
The only restaurant they have is...
On premises.
On premises, yes.
You can just casually stroll over to other properties, but do they want that?
No. You want to stay there. So Giada is where you can eat, and Giada does supply food. I think the bar has food during certain hours, but that's supplied by Giada.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pool has food at certain hours, but that's supplied by Giada. So it's all from the same place. Which is fine. The food is decent. There have been some...
there have been mixed reviews.
Yeah. Some of it's service related. Some of it, the food is overpriced. Some of it, the food's not that good. And then there have been many that have been very positive as well. Mm-hmm. But it's been inconsistent as far as reviews. So...
I liked it. I would try it again.
Yeah. We had good experiences there the two times we went.
Good service. Good food.
Yep. But they are...
The second time, the service was a little bit slow. I do remember that.
It was, but it was...
But the food was still delicious, and the view was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a lovely day up there. Yep. The windows open. So the rumor is that there's going to be a new restaurant being added to the mix at the Cromwell. This comes from Vegas 7, who reported that a new 24-hour restaurant, that would be great, 24-hour restaurant called Eat Well, may be headed for the Cromwell. If this is an accurate item... The restaurant would be located next to Dre's After Hours, which is in the basement of I almost called it Barbary Coast, of the Cromwell. You have to take the elevator down. I think there's a stairway as well. And I don't know. I mean, that's a multi-room setup. I haven't been down there since they renovated, but when we were down there, when it was still a restaurant and / After Hours Club, multiple rooms. So I don't know if they're taking a chunk of... the After Hours Club, or if there was part of that space that wasn't being used, but it's run separately. It's not run by Dre's or anything.
Hmm. Do they still have a kitchen down there from when it was the restaurant, I wonder?
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're using the old kitchen. I don't know. So anyway, there's been no comment from Caesars Entertainment, so this is not an official announcement yet, thus the Rumor Watch theme at the beginning of this. I'm thinking it's probably pretty likely, though. It seems like it's something that they would need, that they would want.
So it would be downstairs, so they'd have to have a lot of signs pointing to it because it wouldn't be super obvious.
Yeah, they would put some, they would, I'm sure, put some signs. Like, but Giada's when
remember when the McDonald's was downstairs, though?
Vaguely. Very early in our Vegas exploration. I don't, did we ever go down there?
We didn't.
I didn't think so. But Giada is upstairs, so they've got, you know.
Yeah, true.
That's not that big of a deal. They'll get people down there if they need to.
Another question? Free coffee cake. Can we bring back the free coffee cake?
You're missing the Victorian room?
I am.
We were talking about that when we were out for brunch, breakfast, whatever it was last Sunday.
Because you love brunch.
I love that coffee cake.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the great things about the Victorian room. In the, if you went before like 10 or 11.
Yeah. It was a little thing, but I loved it.
It was so good too.
Yeah.
Nice way to start the day. I don't see free coffee cake coming back to any Caesars property anytime soon.
No.
But it would be awesome.
No, it would.
Yeah. They're planning to have, so in the morning, they're planning to have a really great coffee bar as part of this, which I know people who are nuts for coffee.
You love your bean water, don't
need,
you?
Need, I don't, but no. People do and need their fix. So I think that would probably be good. I think this would be a great thing for the property to have.
Yeah.
Another restaurant, a 24-hour restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would imagine it will be your typical coffee shop kind of thing where they've got a wide variety of food, probably mm-hmm. breakfast all day. I hope it happens, and we'll certainly report on it when it becomes official. I'm giving this one a 75% chance of happening.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty high for Rumor Watch.
Yeah, that is.
I'm giving the next one a 75% as well, even
wow.
though it's a Robin Leach item. No, I'm giving it an 80%.
Oh my gosh.
This seems extremely plausible and likely. And so let's.
Although Robin Leach is only right about 50%
I know,
of the time.
I know. So this is one that I think he's going to be right on. So remember way, 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 way back in the many, I don't know what year it was, when Palms opened
mm-hmm.
and it was like super happening place to be.
Yep.
They had. It was like celebrity hotspot. It was the nightclub, Vegas nightclub mecca before Wynn got into it and before every resort had a really super nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of set the trend for that. And then slowly it started to erode as everybody else jumped on board and they couldn't keep up any longer. And at one point they had, I don't know, four or five nightclubs going at the same time. And all of them have closed except for Ghost Bar.
Hmm.
So they have all this extra space that they use, I think, occasionally for private events and stuff. But Moon is closed. Rain is closed. Playboy Club is closed. Those went through different iterations after that, too. At one point, one of them was The View.
Hmm.
Remember, they had board games and shit.
Oh, right.
But like I said, Ghost Bar is the only one.
That was even before pandering to millennials was a thing.
I know. So anyway, Robin Leach is reporting that Rain is going to undergo a major renovation and be reintroduced, and that the Waits brothers, who ran the Wynn nightclub scene for quite a while, are being brought in to reopen and run it. Most recently, those two guys were associated with Elon.
Mm-hmm.
They were the social development directors or some bullshit. Elon, of course, most recently lost its major funding source. They were still trying to find some additional funding sources. Sounds like that also is probably over. Again, another Robin Leach item, so it may or may not be true, but he is reporting that Elon employees were told to find other jobs.
Yikes.
Which we knew was coming. I mean,
yeah.
They said they had funds to go for another, I think they said through this year, but that was before they lost Crown Resorts and their big bankroll. So I suspect that money ran out quicker. And I would imagine we'll see some of the other people who are associated with Elon starting to pop up in other properties soon. And this may or may not become official that the Waits brothers take on the Rain renovation and reopening project as well. So there you go. If you've been waiting for Palms to return to its, well, I don't think it'll ever return to form, but
no,
this might,
help drive some traffic over there,
probably
at least
drum up some interest for a while. So there you go. All right, so we'll move from Rumor Watch to actual news. Downtown, there's a restaurant. We tried this, I don't know, how long ago? A year ago?
I think
Has it even been open a year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, it has.
All right. Zydeco Po' Boys is a restaurant that opened, I don't know, a little over a year ago, let's say. And they announced on Facebook earlier this week that they're shutting their doors on March 3rd. This is not great news for downtown. You may recall not too long ago, Glutton announced it was closing. That's in the same general area as Zydeco Po' Boys. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking, it's all the stuff is on Carson. It's a block or, what is it, a block off of Fremont? And then a little bit removed from, you know, from the main casino area. But there was a nice little restaurant row forming there, and now we're kind of seeing some erosion of that.
Is the sushi place right there, too?
Yeah, that's still open.
And Vegination?
Vegination is still open. Eat is still open, of course. Carson Kitchen is still open. Did you say Carson Kitchen?
No.
Anyway, so the donut shop is right there on that little stretch. So we've got a handful of things that are still around, and then, of course, Downtown Container Park is near there, too. Mm-hmm. But this is another downtown project-funded restaurant that did not survive, which seems to be more common than those that are surviving, unfortunately. I remember when Glutton closed, even though we hadn't tried it, I said, I hope this wasn't the start of a trend, mm-hmm. but not good. So, I don't know. We liked it. I didn't think it was a place we would necessarily go back to often, but it mm-hmm. was a decent
was
option,
good.
And the food was good. So.
Yeah.
Sorry to see that one go.
I'm hoping something comes in to take the place of this and Glutton, just because I want to see that stretch do well.
I wonder if the Glutton space would be used by... We had mentioned that there's that article a few weeks ago that you had found that was an interview with the executive chef from Carson Kitchen, mm-hmm. who said that they were going to be putting in... Was it a Japanese place or something?
It was... Yeah.
There was something...
It was different kinds of Asian food.
But not fusion. It was like separate.
It was different, like Polynesian and...
Yeah.
Is Polynesian? I don't know. I'm talking out of my butt.
I vaguely remember it. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so maybe they'll take one of these spaces.
But yeah, because there was going to be a different part of the menu devoted to different kinds of cuisines.
Yeah, and that hasn't really been promoted or officially announced other than this mention in an interview, so who knows. Mm-hmm. But maybe since there's some space available that's already set up for restaurants, maybe they will... get a decent deal on a lease or something.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was thinking of, Downtown Project also, you know, they have money invested in a lot of the container park businesses, including they run the bar, what is Oak and Ivy.
Yeah.
And those people who run Oak and Ivy were also planning and have been planning on for a long time opening in the Fremont East area. There's a place called The Vault, mm-hmm. which has a sign up and has, it was going to be a larger version of Oak and Ivy, I guess. Mm-hmm. And nothing has happened with that.
How long has that sign been up? Months. Shit.
Oh, it's a year and a half, two years maybe. Yeah. It's been a while since the clothing store closed. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't bode well either that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know if Downtown Project, I haven't really been following them that closely. They've obviously slowed down investment in new businesses, but I don't know if they've cut it off completely or what's going on. So... anyway, not great to hear that Zydeco Po' Boys closed, or is closing, I should say. You've got until March 3rd, which is, what, another 4 or 5 days?
Yeah.
End of the week. All right. And one other news item. Slow news week this week, but that's okay. There's a country music festival that has been happening in Las Vegas the last several years, and it is returning to the empty lot across from Luxor, which does have an official name of Las Vegas Village.
Hmm.
It's lovely.
Not
when
to
you
be confused with Tahiti Village.
It's and same general area, I guess. No. It is nice when you have an empty lot that you go through the formality of giving it a name. I think for a while it might have been MGM Village or something, but they stripped MGM off of it because they didn't want to. They wanted to keep it more general. I don't remember what the reasons were. They did the same thing with the space where Rock and Rio was.
Oh.
Which they kind of called City of Rock, but then they also called it like the MGM Festival Grounds. Then they changed it to Las Vegas.
Empty parking lot of Rock?
Yeah. Which that, I looked at their website the other day, and it still has Las Vegas as one of the two locations.
Mm-hmm.
But when you click on Las Vegas, it used to say, like, coming in 2017, and now it just says, look back at our event.
Womp, womp.
So, and then if you go to their Facebook page, they haven't updated it in a long, long time, but it's all these people, like, angrily posting, when are you announcing your lineup for 2017? Like, never in a day. Anyway, the Country Music Festival is called Route 91. It is coming back this year, September 29th to October 1st, and they have announced a lineup and ticket details. The headliners are, and you guys know, I don't know shit about country music, so
I'm waiting for them to come up with a third kind. There's country, there's Western.
Bro country. That's what all this is.
Oh.
Isn't that what all the new country is now? Bro country?
Not all of it. Well, Nikki Lane is awesome.
She's more of a... See, so there's the... I hate labels. But I don't know. Is that really country? That's like...
No, it's,
would that be fall into the Americana? Like the Wilco...
There was somebody, one of the DJs I was listening to had a name for it. And of course, I can't remember what
alt
it is.
Country?
No. But it was a different kind of country. Okay. But it was not bro country.
Anyway, Jason Aldean, don't know anything about him. Eric Church, I know that he has a song called Springsteen.
And that it's not good.
Isn't it?
Oh my God, no.
I guarantee that Springsteen will never have a song called Eric Church.
Yeah.
And Sam Hunt. Those are the headliners. And then others are Lauren Alena.
Was she on American Idol?
Should have, I know. Big and Rich, I know them. They have that bar at the shanty town by Bally's called Redneck Riviera. Lee Bryce, Kane Brown, Brothers Osborne, Josh Abbott Band, Maren Morris. I've heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot of buzz. Isn't she like a young, I don't know if she's 20s or something?
Teenage? Oh, yeah. She did that song with Alicia Keys on the Grammys, I think.
There you go. Jake Owen, Michael Ray, High Valley, and Brett Young. So if you're into country music and these acts will please you, you can go see them in Las Vegas. $210 and up for the 3-day pass, available March 3rd. I would imagine, depending on sales of that, maybe there'll be single day passes as well. You can get all the details at rt91harvest.com. Not planning on booking a trip for that?
No, not so much.
All right.
More for others to enjoy.
Right on. They're doing a big metal fest downtown at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Oh, yeah.
Rage, what is it? Rage Vegas something?
Something like that.
I don't have the details on that, but that's pretty good. They had some pretty good bands, you know, for metal fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good get for the Event Center.
By metal, we don't mean the classic metal. We mean the new metal.
Yeah, like, I don't even know who's on there. But I recognize many of the names. Anthrax is on there.
Ah, hey.
Anyway, maybe we'll talk about that some other time, in addition to what we just said, with like actual news and information. Okay, eBay item of the week this week. It's not a Vegas, it's not even a Vegas exclusive thing. But when people go to Las Vegas, like us and like you, sometimes you want to get the party started a little bit early.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes you start drinking on the plane. Sometimes you start drinking before you get on the plane. Have
yes.
a couple belts to the airport.
Yep.
Sometimes you might want to get to the airport.
Sometimes flying makes people anxious, and they like to numb themselves before they get in that fart tube made of aluminum.
We don't all have... Is it actually aluminum? I would guess probably steel.
Oh, probably steel.
Maybe it is aluminum. I don't know what they do with technology these days.
That was a badly phrased Patton Oswalt reference.
I know. But... you know, we don't all have our emotional support animals to take with us on the plane.
No.
There was a whole discussion on the Facebook group a couple weeks ago. That was a freaking nightmare of a topic.
Did you stay far away?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I was staying out of the fray on that one because, man.
Is Max your emotional support animal?
He provides no emotional support at all. He's the cause of...
your emotional problems?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Remember when I told you I had a dream that we took Max on vacation and it caused you stress?
Just the thought of that caused me trauma. I cannot deal with even thinking about how awful that would be. Anyway, if you are interested in having your fun start early on the way to Las Vegas or somewhere else, you might want to hook yourself up with some passes for the VIP lounges that the airlines have. And I know there are a bunch of different ones, but I'm most familiar with Delta just because that's the major airline that flies out of the Twin Cities. Delta has a little something called Sky Club, and you may not be aware that it's pretty easy to get passes online through eBay. And, you know, they've got their most of these. I noticed people didn't. Well, they did have buy it now options, but they were, you know, maybe like $75-$80, but most of them are auctioned off instead of the buy it now thing. So you can get them cheaper. So you might be able to score yourself some decent prices on some day passes for the Delta Club. Go in there, get some booze before and
get
after
a Bloody
your trip.
Mary, especially if you like it spicy.
Who doesn't like it spicy? And there you go. You're on your way. So if you're interested in Delta Sky Club passes, it's one of the many, many thousands of millions of billions of trillions of items available to you on eBay. And if you click through the link at 500bymidnight.com before buying or bidding, it's an easy way to support the podcast. We get a little something-something back if you win the bid or buy something, and everybody's happy. All right. We're still talking about our trip from January.
I think this is the last of it. We had a good time.
I know. Such a good time.
Yep.
I need to take a sip of my beverage, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
We're going to talk about we're going to talk about some downtown stuff. Namely, a couple new restaurants we tried. One new and one renovated and reopened with a new name recently. So the first one is Evil Pie. This is a new pizzeria, Fremont East. Previously, it was I think the most recent thing that was in there was a fondue place.
That lasted about a day. Was that the one with the baby bottle wine?
Baby bottle wine. Ugh. Before that, it was Radio City Pizza. Mm-hmm. That did not last. Well, it lasted a little longer than the fondue place.
And that went through a couple different iterations.
It did. It was mediocre the time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been hearing good things about Evil Pie. And it gets its name because it is themed after Evil Knievel, the greatest stuntman of all time. And has all kinds of Evil Knievel. There's like a bust of him. I think one of his motorcycles is there.
Pinball machine.
All kinds of cool stuff on the walls. Really a neat place. Kind of got they're going for a dive bar vibe. So it's loud music and just not like super fancy or anything. Like, stickers stuck on everything and bumper stickers and stuff. It's really cool. I liked it a lot in there. So we just grabbed a couple slices. Weren't drinking at all at that point, I don't think, were we? I think we were just having water.
No, yeah.
It's just a few bucks for a slice. And what did you think of the pizza?
It was good.
Do you remember what kind you had?
Pepperoni.
Okay, and I think did I have like sausage and jalapeno or something?
Yeah, you went a little spicier.
I didn't get their signature rattlesnake sausage pizza, but I hear it's delicious. I think we have a call about it actually today. I would say in terms of style of pizza, because there are many different types of pizza, but in terms of style of pizza, it's the same kind of style as like Secret Pizza.
Yeah.
In terms of quality, I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. I will definitely go back there.
Yep.
We just sat at the bar, but you can get a full pizza as well and sit at a booth or a table. I think they have a patio that they've just recently opened. So
they had a kid's birthday party going on.
I know Seth Shore's, I think it was a, so Seth Shore is one of the, from Downtown Grand, who he was a past interviewee on this podcast way back in the Mob Bar days when that was opening. I did not talk to him, but he was there with, I think it was his son's basketball team. That was what I was able to gather from the urchins running around the place. It was very busy that afternoon, but, we found a couple seats right at the end of the bar and not a problem. And it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. Obviously, it's not Pizza Rock. It's not even trying to be Pizza Rock. That's not the style of place it is. Pizza Rock, of course, you can get 25 different types of pizza and like styles of pizza, and they have all these different ovens. And this, they're just trying to do one thing. It's going to be cheap pizza, cheap beer, laid back, casual place to hang out, grab a quick slice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm all in. I like it.
Yeah.
I recommend checking it out if you're into decent pizza and the dive bar vibe. I wouldn't mind going back there and hanging out and having a couple beers or something.
For sure.
Yep, so that's the deal.
Yep.
Hooray.
I liked it. We would go back.
Nice new option on Fremont. We also went to the recently reopened, it used to be Redwood Bar and Grill. Now it's Redwood Steakhouse at the Cal. This was recently renovated and updated. We had not been there under its previous name, so I don't know how much changed with the renovation. But obviously everything was kind of shiny and new and looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
We were just in the bar part of it for their happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely happy hour.
Oh my God, yes it is.
It's every day from 4 to 6. They have food specials and drink specials. And we were talking about this a little bit the other night. We've been to a bunch of different steakhouse bars for the happy hour or just to go in and have
or
a drink or whatever.
Or just to sit at the bar.
Usually the food specials are things like, you get like calamari and onion rings and you kind of expect
stuff that would accompany steak.
Yeah. Maybe there's a burger or something. Mm-hmm. You might get some of that kind of stuff. The happy hour food specials at Redwood Steakhouse are very different for a steakhouse, but they fit in really well with the theme of the Cal, which is Hawaiian. It's a popular Hawaiian destination in Las Vegas for many reasons, which you can look up on Wikipedia if you're really interested. But most of the food options on the menu skewed more Hawaiian. And we tried three different things, and they were $8 each. They included wrapped dates, and who doesn't enjoy a wrapped date? Included smoked almonds and bacon. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So that was $8. We had the Bow Wow, which was grilled char suey pork belly with Thai chili, pickled cucumbers, baby lettuce, and steamed bao buns.
Yes, would have again.
Very delicious. $8. And we had the oxtail fried rice.
With huge, an egg on top.
It did have an egg on top. Huge portion. I was like, that was a lot of food for $8.
It was.
Delicious. I love fried rice. I have not had oxtail before this. It may as well have been chicken. Same thing.
It was good.
It was very good. I would have it again.
But it wasn't like, oh, this is new and different and life-changing.
Yeah. It was great. All of them were really good. I liked our selections.
But I liked the restaurant a lot.
Yeah. And then I had...
Or by the restaurant, I mean the bar specials.
Yeah.
Because we have not eaten at the actual restaurant.
I would try the restaurant too, though.
I would too.
I had an old-fashioned because I have this theory when you're at a steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
you should have one of three things. You'll learn a lot about whether or not it's a true decent steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The old fashioned, the Manhattan, or the martini.
Uh-huh.
Because those are just good steakhouse drinks, you know? And the old fashioned, I think they had variations on all three of those on the happy hour menu.
Yeah.
But the old fashioned, so they were $7. I had an old fashioned. And then you had something No, you went off menu. I think it was probably $9 or $10 for the blueberry mule, which was a variation on the Moscow mule.
Yep.
How was that?
It was delicious.
Awesome.
If you like Moscow mules and you like blueberries.
Those would be two good things.
Two great things that go great together.
And two things you would want to enjoy before ordering a drink like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the old fashioned was delicious too.
Yep.
Met my expectations. Nice bartender. You know, he had been a long time working at that place and super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You went back then.
I did. So I was at the Hollow Hollow Bar and I was not having good luck gambling.
Wah, wah.
And I thought, it's like 10 minutes till the happy hour ends at Redwood. I'm just going to go over there and have a beverage.
Well, you had mentioned, I think, at some point earlier in the day, maybe, that you were needing a martini.
Mm-hmm.
I need a martini. That was unintentional.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, yep. I was gambling still, and I get a text from you that's, I think, a picture of your beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I got one too, didn't I?
You did.
I came in and got one, and I think it was a little few minutes after the happy hour was up, but he gave it to me at the happy hour price anyway.
Which was very kind of him.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
So $7 each for a good...
it was elite, Stoli Elite.
Uh-huh.
And then it had an olive with blue cheese in it.
And orange bitters.
And orange bitters.
And it was delicious.
It was very tasty.
Yeah. So thumbs up. We've mentioned it a bunch of times recently. I'm loving the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They've done such a nice job with their renovations. It's a really fun place to hang out now.
Yep.
And it was a place that I never really spent much time before. And now
we're all about it.
Yeah, it's kind of a destination every trip to hang out, play some decent video poker.
Mm-hmm.
The bar top video poker doesn't have the best odds, but there are a bunch of machines that have decent pay tables. But we have fun at Hollow Hollow too, so we end up hanging out there anyway because it's the happy bar.
Mm-hmm. It is the happy bar.
So, yeah, another great reason to go over to the Cal. And I think we'll definitely take advantage of the happy hour again. Take a look at the menu. It's on the website at thecal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a bunch of different items that skew more Hawaiian than steakhouse. But good way to try some decent new food. And, yeah, I think sometime we might have to give the actual steakhouse a go and see how their meat is as well.
Sure. You want to try their meat?
I'd love to try their meat. And then, one other thing I thought we should talk about very briefly, since we're on the downtown bar and restaurant kick, is El Cortez has a renovated casino bar. So right near the pizza place. I can't believe the pizza place is still open.
Oh, I know.
Pizza Lotto. Right by Pizza Lotto,
to Evil Pie. Don't go to Pizza Lotto. Go to Evil Pie.
Yeah, it's like a couple extra steps. Or a couple fewer steps, depending on where you're coming from. But anyway, they have their rectangular bar. The main casino bar, and it's been in badly need of a renovation. It had like kind of a formica bar top and a couple TVs hung at weird angles where you could barely watch them comfortably. And they usually had like cable news on, which wasn't necessarily great. But now they went with kind of the whole.
Nobody wants to watch that on vacation.
No. You want to have something mindless, usually sports. So they went with kind of the long bar concept, which has taken over a bunch of the bars. The Filament Bar at the Fremont is another example. Mm-hmm. They did kind of the same thing where they've got a bunch of TVs up right behind and above the bar, so they can have many sporting events on at the same time. I believe they had 6 or 7 TVs on each of the 2 long sides of the bar mm-hmm. at the newly renovated El Cortez Bar. The Bar Top Video Poker, which has been good there for a long time, has not changed pay tables, so that's a good thing as well. And I don't know, we had a couple drinks and played a little video poker.
Yep. And I had a profitable session. I was happy.
I enjoyed myself, as I always do at El Cortez.
And their drink of the month was...
Blood
orange margarita. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was tasty.
Awesome. I don't remember what I had. I think I had a...
Their drinks of the month are hit and miss.
Yeah, kind of like the old... When Long Live Dupars, when Dupars was open, the pie mm-hmm. of the month was usually like some sort of weird combo of...
Yeah. The fruits. Leftovers. It was leftovers.
It seemed that way. It was like, do I really want a
mango kiwi lime pie?
It was always shit like that. Like, fucking give me a traditional good ass pie. Normal ingredients, not some whipped up bullshit nobody wants.
Cherry, strawberry, apple.
Yeah. But same thing with the drinks. Yeah, they've got the drink of the month at El mm-hmm. Cortez. And usually, a lot of times you walk by and you see the sign on the door and it's like, meh.
No.
But you lit up when you saw the blood orange margarita.
Yes. And I lit up when I had the blood orange margarita.
Now, the drink of the month is usually, what, $5 if you're not mm-hmm. gambling? So that's a pretty good deal. But you were gambling, so you got it free.
Well,
technically. It ain't free. Yeah, I know, for gambling. Yeah.
Although I made a profit, so it kind of was.
So they paid you to drink it, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
And that's what you want. Anyway, nice upgrade for El Cortez.
Yep. Didn't Prohibition Bar do something with their televisions as well at Golden Gate?
Shit, I don't know if they upgraded them or not. Same setup though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That it has been.
But I think they made a couple tweaks.
The other thing then, as we were leaving, I noticed that they have a little area now next to the newly renovated casino bar at El Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the millennial seating area.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, really, here? Which, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a place
for old people to lounge.
I hate to stereotype, but, you know, if you walk through El Cortez, excuse a little.
Excuse a little elderly.
We walk through the door in our mid-40s and the median age drops like 25 years.
It does.
Just from the two of us. So maybe it's a place for old people to rest. I don't know.
Here's a spot for your oxygen tank.
I didn't see any games. So, you know, usually.
No, so maybe it isn't a millennial hangout.
It was like a couple couches and chairs, you know, mm-hmm. cushiony chairs and a couple high tops or something. So overflow for watching sporting events, I guess. So it's a nice option that maybe wasn't a great sporting event option in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So thumbs up all around to our stuff that we tried downtown.
Yeah.
All right.
Hooray downtown.
Hooray for Las Vegas, damn it. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed everything we did during this trip. I swear, we had such a great time.
Yes. Let's go back soon.
I agree. Okay, we've got some phone calls. Would you like to hear from some of our beloved listeners
sure.
and hear about their adventures and antics and observations? All right. And then we can sit here and drink and listen to what they have to say. Here we go.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Marianne from Bourbon Country. It's been a while since I've called in, but I haven't had a lot of new to add, so hopefully I will have some new information today. Just got back a couple weeks ago for a Super Bowl trip. And one of the things that I thought was really cool, just going back to downtown area, was that Banger Brewing has a $30 all-you-can-drink deal.
Oh, dear.
And if you're going to Banger Brewing for one of their craft beers, you know, they cost between, $7 and $11, depending on which one you get. And they open at noon, and they stay open till like 11 or midnight. So if you enjoy craft beers and you're in the downtown area, $30 for all you can drink craft beers throughout the day. And it's in-and-out privileges, so you don't have to stay there and just drink at a table. You can get a beer and then roam around downtown and then come back later and get another and another and another and maybe another. So I think that's a pretty good deal if you're able to take advantage of that. I think they have some other locations as well, one of which might be on the Strip.
I double-checked to verify because they hadn't before. They do not. It's just the one location at Neonopolis. And yes, their beer is delicious.
I'm not positive about that. And I'm not positive if that deal is only good for that location that's right there by Neonopolis or if it's good for all of their locations. But I thought that was pretty cool and plan on taking advantage of that on an upcoming trip. The second thing also about Banger Brewing that I thought was really cool, and if you ever go around Super Bowl, there's a million different Super Bowl parties that you can go to. Last year we went to SLS and it was phenomenal. This year we kind of stayed in our room and got some secret pizza and drank and just kind of watched the game with some friends in a suite. And that was fun as well. But next year, and we might actually look into Banger Brewing, they say what they do for their Super Bowl parties is it's $35 for all you can drink there at Banger Brewing, which $35 for all you can drink in and of itself is a pretty good deal. And then you can also add on $20 for all you can eat. They have in that Neonopolis location, they have like this little little kitchen outside where you can go up and you can get some food and take it away. And I've never had anything from there, but just watching the food they were serving to other people in the area, it looked quite delicious. And so that would be $55 basically for all you can drink craft beer and all you can eat throughout the game. And that's a pretty good deal as far as Super Bowl parties go. Typically, they run anywhere from $100 to $250 per person. And so $55 per person is a pretty good deal. And we kind of plan on looking into that for next year. Going back again in a couple of weeks and staying at Green Valley Ranch, I've never stayed off of the strip or not in downtown. So kind of looking forward to a new experience there in Vegas, and maybe I will call back with another trip report at that time. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Thank you for your call. Appreciate that. Banger is awesome. Mm-hmm. Love that place, especially the jalapeno jefa.
Oh, yeah.
That is my favorite. Haven't been in there in a while. I have to return sometime soon. That's a good deal, though, $30, mm-hmm. and especially because you can leave and come back. Get in there right at noon, drink for 13 hours straight ongoing without having to stay in the same place. I like it.
Uh-huh.
We going to do that next time we're in town?
You can.
I can't drink that much beer in a day. I have to break it up and go with the hard liquor. It's a little easier for me for some reason.
Same here. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I like get bloated. Beer, but I can't I get more drink bloated. It all day. Yes. But yeah, I had an incident with beer in the last year or so.
Are there any alcohols you have not had an incident with at one time or another in?
No, but I've had some alcohols give me more severe incidents than others.
I know. Gin. We all know about gin. All right. Thank you for that report, Marianne. Appreciate it. And I'm glad. You know, I remember when it opened, we were talking about Banger and after we first tried it, and we're very hopeful that it would do well and stick around. And, you know, it's been around for a few years now. It mm-hmm. seems to be going well. We get plenty of good reviews on it.
One of the few things in Neonopolis.
That's... Yeah. Yeah. It's a good location for them. And I'm happy it's working out because the employees were super nice. The beer was super good.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
Yep.
All right. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Dave from Chicago. Calling to you a couple of days into this trip. Staying at the D.
Sounds like he's in the bathroom. Like, is he taking a dump? Nasty
really
dude.
Time here, so I started, decided to see them again. Let's see, what have I been doing so far? Mostly a lot of drinking. So, you know, drinking and some gambling. By the way, karma donations, they do work. So everybody, before you go on a trip to Vegas, give Tim and Michelle your money because it will pay off in the long run. So that's it. Hopefully I'll have more to talk about later. Bye.
I think Dave's drunk.
I think Dave's drunk and in the bathroom. A little echoey. All right. Thanks for the report.
Thank you for the report and the plug.
I think we will be hearing from him probably next week. I believe he left a trip report after I pulled calls.
Oh, okay.
For this week. So, all right, next up.
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. Hello, 500 by Midnight. This is Brian again from Vancouver with a crew of four plus me.
Hello, Brian again.
We called earlier. Here's what we got the rest of the trip. Had a lovely time. We're just finished some Pinches Nacho or Pinches Tacos at the Container Park. Excellent, excellent, excellent. You guys got to try it. It's a little spendy, but it's definitely worth it. Anyway, we went to the Neon Museum, my wife and I. Very good. A lot of the reviews say go at nighttime, which is a little misleading for us. We thought daytime would probably be better because you get more detail. it's not all the old signs are lit up, but they are lit up by lights, but not actively blinky. We did go to Latai. You guys know about it. It's not Latai. It's more like Latai my butthole up, because it's really burning the crap out of our butthole the next morning. So you get to enjoy it twice. Yeah, excellent. Check it out. My friend Travis.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this is why our podcast is the place to come for honest reviews and, you know, thoughts and opinions from us and from our listeners, because you're not going to go to Las Vegas Review Journal or Eater.com or any of the places that post food reviews and hear not only about whether or not the food is good,
but how it treats your butthole,
but what the effects are on your butthole the next day. We will bring you these opinions.
And that is why I always order spice level one.
Yeah, it's an important part of the food experience to know not just how the food is when it's going down, but also when it's coming out.
Yes.
One of your orifices. Orify? What is the... I don't know. Anyway.
Orifices.
Okay, let's continue on with Brian.
It's just really growing on the El Cortez. I actually had to peel him off the wall once. Anyway, they'll probably be staying there again. He likes the vintage rooms. And I'm going to pass it over to Kristen. She's got a few more notes for you. Here we go.
Hi, 500. This is Kristen. I called you last time on my 40th birthday. This time we're getting a lot of stuff crossed off the list. Start this time with Evil Pie. Took a trip into Evil Pie, get a little snack. One of the things I will say is that they need to better label their pizzas, because I saw one look good. I said, I'll have that one. The lady said, that's rattlesnake sausage with a little bit of pheasant. I made a face, she convinced me, and I'm glad that she did, because it was very tender, very light. If you get an opportunity to try the rattlesnake sausage pizza, excellent. Kids loud in there, though, can't really have a good conversation, but if you're looking for that sort of thing, that's your place. We also went to Hoover Dam. Like I said, we got a lot done this time around, so if you got about 3 hours to kill and you're low on gambling, get yourself out to Hoover Dam. Take a look at the history. Take a look at the place. We did the power plant tour. Sufficient for our needs. You get a look at the, you know, where everything is in there, and you get a look at the dam when you walk around outside. I like walking around outside better because you get good views of the magnificence of the dam. So do give it a try. And then, oh, Atomic Liquors. Okay, so I was quite surprised by Atomic Liquors. I figure, you know, bar, whatever, give you decent drink. This drink rivaled many of the drinks I've had in some, you know, pretty heady pour places. So I was quite surprised. I don't know if that was by mistake or on purpose, but it was a very worth my money drink.
I feel like that's been our experience at Atomic as well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go light on the booze.
No.
And they're delicious, and it's a casual, cool place. Mm-hmm. Everybody's really
friendly. Bartenders.
I like that place a lot. It always makes me feel at home.
Yeah.
There's a time capsule under the floor, if anybody doesn't know, if anybody hasn't been down to Atomic with her. That's pretty cool to look at. Just don't walk over it. Take a look at it. And the new restaurant appears to be well underway, and so we're excited to visit that when we come back. Back to Brian.
Hey, guys, well, I know you like it 3 minutes or less, but hopefully you'll take a quick break, pause a few times to get close to the mic and get a little bit kind of dirty and Howard Stern style sexy and kind of shake your glass.
You know,
I like that sound. So, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, Main Street Station, we did get a room tour. Stu, thanks for doing that, one of the bellhops. The rooms were okay. We love that place. It's just historic and very nostalgic. We did go back to the event bar and check it out. Awesome. They got that train in there. Maybe you can sneak in. I don't think they care. Somebody came in and they're like, hey. I'm like, hey, are we okay in here? He's like, yeah, go ahead. So anyway, check it out. And the beers are great. $2.50 for microbrews. Excellent. And go pee on the Berlin Wall, of course. And then last but not least, we did have our last finale last night, Saturday night. We went to Gallagher Steak at New York with the dry aged steak. I thought it was bullshit, but it's not bullshit. When you look at the dry aged steak, I've had a lot of steakhouses in Vegas. We've been here at least 10 times, probably less than you guys. But I'm going to put it at number one. The Paris top, the steakhouse top of Paris was my number one. Bumped it off. We've eaten at a few other steakhouses, both downtown and on the Strip. And that's number one, man. And then Save Your Money. I mean, Beatles Love's probably great. We've been to a bunch of Cirque shows, but Miss Fear was a lot cheaper and still an excellent show at TI. TI is not my favorite place. One place I do want to say, as a negative, we like to go do a suite tour at different hotels just to see where we want to stay next. Didn't get great service from the Cal. They were kind of hesitant about giving us a tour, and like, it's only for high rollers. We're like, okay, well, everybody else has given us tours, so don't want to end on a bad note. But anyway, we had an excellent time. We love the podcast. This is our second call, and we will call again when we come back. Love you guys. Give big hugs to the dogs. And play the bullshit one, please, when I said about the bullshit. About the it's no bullshit, but play that so it'll be kind of a reverse move. Good times. Love you guys. 500 by midnight.
All right.
Boom. Thanks. It was like three calls in one.
I know, exactly. I don't mind that was a little longer. They were handing the phone back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I love calls like that where they pack just a ton of information into,
oh yeah,
you know, a few minutes. Yeah. And thanks for calling, guys. That was
awesome. I'd love to hear that about the Cal. Their suite setup is really weird, though, because you can't book them through the site. You have... There's something weird with
that. They must have a really limited number or something, because several people have commented on the Facebook group that you can't, they won't let you reserve them. It's just, it's a weird deal. So that's
even though
bad.
They look really nice.
I know. Yeah. All right. Thanks. That was an awesome call. Made me very happy. Very Vegas-y. They were having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
As one should.
So please, Brian and Kristen, call back again next time you're in Vegas. Love to hear from you. Okay. So this next call, he refers to a previous call, and there was something weird, right? The previous call didn't come through. Like, every once in a while, I get this stupid... I use Skype for voicemail. I'm getting into way too much detail. Every once in a while, though, and it's very rare, but I will get a message that this message is unavailable. I don't know why. It's really stupid.
Huh.
It's not that often, and it's very random. But anyway, his first call didn't come through. But we have a second call, so we can get a review on this restaurant from Tom.
Hi, it's Scott from Phoenix again. I forgot to mention one food review. We were staying at Bally's, like I mentioned, and we were cutting through by Paris, and we decided... We wanted to try some Italian. We tried that Mar Toranos, I believe it's called. Menu looked good. The ambiance was nice. However, for the money, I would not eat there again. The food was good, but not for what we paid. Everything was a la carte. You know, when you order a $30 chicken parm, you would expect a little pasta on the side, which it did not come with. Glasses, certain beverages were up to $15, just way overpriced for what you got. And again, the food was good, but, I would not go there again only because I feel it's very overpriced. So just quick food review to add to my other, forgot to mention it completely as I'm listening to the rest of the podcast and all the restaurants. So as always, thank you. And I hope that's worth something to somebody out there.
All right. Thank you for that call. We haven't heard a lot about that place.
Yeah.
It's been open for a while, but I know they had a location at Rio, and now I think that closed, and I think it's just a location at Paris, I believe, but not a lot of reviews. So sorry to hear that it wasn't the greatest experience. That might be a little overpriced, but appreciate hearing about it anyway. Okay. Moving along. Next up.
Hello. This is Ben McGovern. I just got back from our trip to Vegas from last weekend. We had a very good trip. We stayed at the Tropicana using our Hilton Honors points. I'll say it before and I'll say it again. It's a very good way to go to Vegas, get a free room, and still not have to worry about paying extra fees, resort fees, after you stay there. So if you are a low roller like myself and don't want to spend a lot of money to get comps or something, getting a Hilton Honors credit card or racking up points by staying at Hilton's is a good way to go and still get a property on Strip. As far as restaurants, we went to Momofuku in Cosmo. It was very good, a good addition to the Strip. Overall, I think the food was excellent. A couple of my friends tried the ramen. They weren't as impressed with that, but I think overall the price point is decent. It is about $50 a person with a cocktail and a decent tip. So that's not too bad considering what kind of food you're getting and the location and so forth. We also went to Mr. Chow, which was a very different kind of experience. It's a little bit old school compared to Momofuku. We had a good meal. It lasted a solid 2.5 hours or so. of a couple different, they really sell you on the prefix menu, which is basically two courses. And it takes a long time. And it's very tasty. They actually interview you and kind of get you to determine kind of what you like, what kind of food you like. And then they recommend stuff based on kind of your interview. So that's a little bit different than I'm used to. But the appetizers were excellent. We had the pork spare ribs and the noodles, as well as some dim sum, which was excellent. The main courses were a little bit underwhelming. We had a crab dish as well as a few other main dishes, and they just weren't quite as good as the appetizers. Overall, it's an interesting place to go. It is very expensive. It's almost twice the price of Momofuku. It's probably about $100 a person with a cocktail, and not including tip. So it's, you're probably talking 110, 120, give or take, with tip. If I were to still want to go there, I would actually recommend just getting a couple appetizers. It won't be cheap, but they are very tasty, very good, and quite filling. And you can kind of get the experience. The room there, Mr. Chow's, is also rather interesting. They have this, the best way I can describe it, like this kind of flower-like ceramic object that circles almost the entire seating area that does this, every 30 minutes does this weird kind of artistic motions. And I'm not doing a good job of describing it, but it's you just kind of have to see it. I'm
picturing a drone.
So go there, have a couple appetizers, have a cocktail, which were very good. But I would stay away from the main courses unless you really want to make it kind of a blowout evening. Also went to Topgolf, had a great time, very much enjoyed it. Second time we've gone to Vegas and played Topgolf. One thing I would recommend is if you just want to go golf and then be kind of done with it, go before about noon. Preferably even like before 11:30, because it gets really crowded from kind of noon on, and you may or may not have to wait a couple hours to actually get into your golf bag. Now they have a lot of other things to do at Topgolf. You can, in the summer, you can go in the pool. They have a sports betting area. They've got bar top, video poker, and so forth. So there's a lot of things to do around there if you don't mind waiting. But if you just want to go and golf, get there before noon, and you should be able to go right into an area, a hitting bay. That's it, and thank you very much.
All right, Ben. Hey, thanks for that call. Great, great report, and I appreciate you mentioning like the average amount per person at the restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
That's super helpful, and also describing the whole experience of Mr. Chow, for me.
I was going to say, how do you feel about being asked about your personality when you order?
There are two different things that I immediately was like, nope, not for me.
One, I don't think it was personality, but it was your taste, your food and stuff preferences, or whatever. Yeah.
The first one that I was, and again, the review was great. I appreciate the review because it made me know I don't want to go here. When he said the meal was really long, you know how I get at restaurants. If it gets to be over, if it's over an hour and a half, I will lose my fucking mind. I can't, I don't know why I can't deal, especially group dinners when somebody, so the one fucking person has to order dessert. Oh my God. I lose my fucking, I keep it to myself when we're in a group, but most of the time, but inside I'm going, motherfucker, I don't need this friend in my life anymore. And then, yeah,
what about if you're pleasantly inebriated?
Let's move things out to the bar. I have a hard time sitting in a restaurant for that long. I don't know why. I just, even if I'm enjoying it, at a certain point, I'm like, okay, I've run out of, even if we're having a good conversation, let's move it along. I can't, a 2.5 hour meal would just fucking kill me.
How long are meals at the mansion? Are you saying that wouldn't be for you?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I just can't. And then the whole, being interviewed about my preferences. Like, yeah, you know what I prefer? The thing that on the menu that I'm about to order. If I have any questions, I'll let you know. Because you know damn well that no matter how... So they give you the interview. You know damn well they're steering you towards some high profit margin shit. So just let me order. If I am not sure if it's something for me, I will ask you questions. Yeah, I don't think we'll be going to Mr. Chow.
That's okay.
All right. What about you? Do you sound, just seem like... Am I disappointing you with this decision not to go to Mr. Chow?
Oh, no. No.
Momofuku is in the... that's in the mix, I guess.
I'd be interested... Yeah. I was looking, I took some pictures of that place when we were there. And
when you stopped by a milk bar?
Really well designed. There's something very aesthetically pleasing about the design. Don't know what that says about the food. Hopefully the food's as good as the design. Yeah. But
we've had good reports so far. In the last couple weeks it's been open. All right. Thank you again for that, Ben. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
All right. Let's end the call segment with this one from one of our Vimper friends.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Hi, Wendy. This is Valerie, and I'm in California. I'm not in Vegas, and I thought I was going to be okay with that. But Tristan and my brother and sister-in-law are in Vegas. They left this morning. I was invited, but I did not think I could take the day off of work. And I am really, really having a difficult time with it. I'm listening to old episodes of 500. I'm organizing all my Players Club cards, and I am looking at videos on my phone, and they're going to be there all weekend, and I'm not, and I'm really not having a good day. But I thought I could commiserate. So I really do hope they're having a good time, and I really can't wait for Sunday's show so I can have a new one to listen to. But I didn't realize how much Vegas has gotten into me. But it has. And I miss it. And I can't wait to go back. So, anyway, bye.
You're amongst friends. We all understand. There are many.
I hear you, girl.
Many people listening going, yep, understand. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hopefully the weekend will go quickly.
Do you understand?
I do understand.
Do you?
I understand very well.
Okay.
I know what you're getting at. And I understand. Okay. Be nice to me.
I try.
You try. That's nice. All right. Several karma donations this week. Next week, we'll start in with shout outs on the Patreon patron things. But this week, we've got a bunch of karma donations through PayPal, including some of those recurring monthly donations from Robert, Michael, Dr. Vonks, and Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends. We appreciate your ongoing support of Ye Olde Podcast. Feel free to move those monthly donations over to Patreon if you want some cool bonus content. All right. Dave, we heard from earlier, Dave from Chicago. Old school. Oh, no, this is a different Dave.
This is
a
different Dave.
Dave from Chicago was before his trip last week. This is Dave. Yep. This is a different Dave. This is Dave who sends money order karma donations so his wife doesn't know that he's giving us money. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. listener Bob and Beth, longtime listeners of the show, they often will send karma donations to us before our trips. And you know, we don't really telegraph our trips and say when we're going. So this, it was too late. It says too late to buy you guys around in Vegas, but you kids run down to the mall and go crazy at Orange Julius.
Oh, we will.
Appreciate that. We, you know how I love to spend time at the malls. And by the way, people can quit sending me the link to the story about the Mall of America hiring a writer for a, what, staying at the mall for four nights or something?
Is that not for you?
No, I'm totally thinking about applying, actually. But yeah. I know it's going to happen. I probably won't, because you know damn well it's going to some 19-year-old blogger with like 60,000 Snapchat followers. They're not giving it to me. Especially if they look at anything I've done before and see that I like to swear and that I hate shopping.
There is that.
But I think it would be really funny to it would be, I think I wouldn't be disrespectful. Like, I would do what they're looking for from this. I wouldn't like shit all over everything at the mall. But, well, I might, but I wouldn't talk about shitting all over everything at the mall. But I think it would be a really fun thing to do, actually.
Yeah.
At the, I do now. At the actual, when I'm actually into it, I might not enjoy it as much, but I could stay at the mall for five days and be entertained. And
where would you sleep? Would they be putting you up in that hotel that's connected to the mall?
They've got a couple hotels there now, I think. Yeah, you stay at the hotel. They give you $400 to spend on food and drinks.
Uh-huh.
And plus a generous salary for the week. I know.
Or my salary would go out the door. Here's what I spent at DSW.
Yeah. You could burn through $400 in food pretty quick at Mall of America.
Yeah, you could.
I'd be food courting it the whole week and keeping the bonus. And then I'd have people meet me out there to hang out. And we could talk about our experience. I'd go on the roller coaster.
Which one? They've got several now.
I don't know. Whatever the rides are. It's not even Camp Snoopy. What is it now?
Nickelodeon Universe. World.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to know this. You need to be up on the names. Yeah.
Maybe that's my pitch. Maybe. You know what? I've lived in the Twin Cities for my entire life.
I met my lovely bride at the Mall of America.
I worked at Mall of America for 3 months. I met my bride there. It's a very important place to me. And yet I feel a little bit embarrassed. I don't know more about it. Mm-hmm. I don't spend that much time there anymore. And I feel like it would be good for me to rediscover a place for fun in my life, the Mall of America. How could they not hire me?
Like I said, because you're not a 19-year-old
girl with 25 million Snapchat followers. All right. Anyway, the point is you don't need to send me that. But like I appreciate that people did, and mm-hmm. I've seen it now, so we're good. Stephen and Heather from Tulsa, we know them.
Oh yeah,
they're so much fun. I want to run into Stephen and Heather from Tulsa again in Las Vegas. I believe last time they were there, they ran into some other 500 listeners, and they had a great blast together.
Yeah, they called in.
I know, it was so much fun.
They were inebriated. It was great.
I get the feeling they're like that a lot in Las Vegas, but so are we. And that's why we. That's why we like them so much. I think they're heading to Las Vegas on the 24th. What is that today? Yesterday. So they're in Las Vegas right now. Hope to have a great gambling trip like last time, preferably without the epic 2-day hangover upon return to real life. At least the hangover wasn't until you returned.
Yeah.
That's better than having it happen during your trip.
Which
I've heard.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks guys. We appreciate it. And hope you're having a great time.
Have you been hungover in Vegas?
Yeah.
You have.
Not lately, but yeah. Paul with a Karma donation for a much needed February getaway.
Yay.
February is a good time to get away.
Yes.
Especially if you're in a cold weather destination. Mm-hmm. Although I can't complain. We've had the easiest winter ever. Andy and Georgina, Karma donation for a trip coming up March 2nd through the 6th.
Yay.
Have a wonderful time. Fun. Thank you so much. Brett from Spokane, thanks for all the hard work. Hoping for better luck on my April trip.
Good luck.
Good luck. Hope it's very successful. I'm running out of words. Have you noticed that?
No.
When I say things like, I hope it's much, I don't have anything to go after that. Much better than your last trip. There we go. And finally, Scott leaving for a week trip with his girlfriend on the 27th through March 2nd, hoping the craps gods look kindly upon him.
I like this last part.
Enjoy the podcast when you're not cranky, Tim. I think I've been
which means he's never enjoyed the podcast.
He hates the podcast. I don't think I've been too cranky this one. I think I'm in pretty good spirits tonight.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you to everyone.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Best of luck on your upcoming adventures.
Yeah. Hope you have a good time. Good luck to you. So there you go. That's it for this week. Our last show of February 2017. Mm-hmm. We're on to a new month already. Where the fuck is the year going? All right. March is coming up next show. What am I talking about?
I don't know. Where did your words go?
I don't know where they went. We have to go now. 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can find our eBay and Patreon links there, amongst other things. I've used amongst multiple times in this show, which also is never a good sign. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I would love to hear from you so we can do a Dear Tim and Michelle show sometime soon. 500@gmail.com is the place to send us questions if you've ever had a burning question you'd like us to address, Vegas-wise or other. 500 and at Anita Martini. That's who we are on Twitter. You can find us there. Sometimes. And, of course, our voicemail line. We love getting voicemail messages from you, our listener. As you heard earlier in the show, we get so much great information from you guys. So call in with your reviews, your reports, your thoughts. You know, if you're feeling a little sad because you're not in Vegas like Valerie, we get it. We'll commiserate with you.
Some of us more than others.
Shut up. 702-866-9494 is the number. Give us a call. And of course, as always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all the support, and you guys are a million types of awesome, and we will be back soon with another show. We did not have a single barking fit from our dog tonight. I think my new strategy worked.
What if we need to record on Saturdays more often?
Well, he is a little more chill in the evening than in the morning.
It's true.
That might be good. And then I tried a new treat strategy, which seemed to have kept him occupied for longer, too. All right. Maybe we'll go with this. We'll see. We'll see how it works. All right, guys. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.